The earthquake in Turkey and Syria has left nearly 25,000 people dead and wounded tens of thousands. Aid has flowed into Turkey, but in northern Syria, residents say they've received almost nothing.
From the first day, where's the word?
Why are you alone?
Why you are alone?
Are suffering.
All people are alone.
Where is the world? Why are we alone? That resident asked. Now, this is an area of Syria held by opponents of the Syrian regime. The Syrian government has tried to block UN aid routes into there for years. NPR's Ruth Sherlock was granted rare access yesterday and joins us now. Ruth, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What were you able to see?
Well, we visited the town of Jinderis, and Scott, there we just found scenes of utter devastation. There's whole neighbourhoods collapsed, and, you know, this is a fairly small place, but the mayor told me that 850 bodies so far have been pulled from the rubble and hundreds more are missing. I spoke to one man who lost his wife and his two-year-old child, but he said almost no friends could come to the burial because everyone is trying to bury their loved ones. We're told that there are 26 children who are now orphans. And in this country, the civil war and the earthquake are all mixed together. In one building, a whole family died that had fled to here after surviving a chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime in another city.
Are these people receiving any kind of help?
Almost nothing. So by comparison, here in Turkey, I've been moving around on these roads that are gridlocked by trucks that are bringing in aid to the devastated areas. And there's thousands of tons of help that's poured in from around the world. But at the border crossing in Syria yesterday, it was silent and empty. And Syrians we met say hundreds of lives could have been saved with more help. Mohammed Juma lost his wife and two children, a 20-month-old little boy called Ali and 6-month-old Hussein. And I met him as he stood on the rubble of his home where they died. He's talking here about the moments that they tried to flee. He says his family was alive under the rubble at first, but that the town just didn't have the equipment to get them out. People told us, you know, all over the town, they heard screams for days of those trapped, but they were powerless to help them. Now the mayor of Jinderis says they need shelters for 3,900 families, and they have so few supplies that he's seen people fighting each other over drinking water.
Ruth, is there a prospect for more aid getting in?
Well, over the years, the United Nations has kept open this one route for aid supplies from Turkey. And Syria says that sending aid to rebel-held areas from Turkey is a violation of its sovereignty. So even maintaining this one route open requires a vote at the UN Security Council periodically. Some say the UN could act on its own, but that might set a precedent with rules loosening on violating sovereignty in other countries. But the thing is, the situation now in Syria is so desperate, and this earthquake has really shown the dangers of limiting aid in this way. So there's real pressure now for this to change.
NPR's Ruth Sherlock in southern Turkey, thank you so much.
Thank you.